Hi, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what's...
Who is this?
Hi, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey.
Okay.
Okay. All right, well, I'll start with the first question. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in
somewhat
which the country
satisfied.
Is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
All right, somewhat satisfied. Okay, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue, and 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. Okay, so I'll go down the line. The first issue is racism and discrimination.
10.
10. Next one is immigration.
10.
All right. Next one is housing rights.
10.
All right. Abortion rights.
10.
Student loan debt.
10.
All right. Next one is crime and violence.
10.
Next one is healthcare.
10.
All right, next one is K to 12 education. So kindergarten to 12th grade education.
10.
All right, jobs and wages.
10. Should be 20.
Democracy. Yeah, okay, yes, sir. All right, democracy.
10.
And, all right, inflation and inflation and the cost of living.
10.
All right, criminal justice reform?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
And climate change?
8.
Okay, all right, next question. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay. All right. What is your race?
Afro-American.
All right. African American. All right. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right. What is the year of your birth?
You can get where?
What is the year of your birth?
What was that? 65.
Which year were you born? 65. Okay. All right. Next question. What is the highest level of school you have completed or highest degree you have received?
1 year college.
Okay, gotcha. All right, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
9.
9, okay. Next one, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that black community has on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Next question. All right, so this will be a series of different issues and people. Different people and organizations. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and the 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
4.
Okay. Next one is Tim Walz.
Don't know him.
Okay. Next one is Donald Trump.
0.
All right, 0. Joe Biden.
7.
Next one is the Republican Party.
2.
Next one is Kamala Harris.
9.
Next one is the Democratic Party.
10.
Next. I know this is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
Kamala Harris.
All right. Next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Okay, voting makes a big difference. All right. I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. Okay, so the first one says, powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. Next one is, I am not interested in politics. Next one says, the system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. Next, I don't feel informed enough about the issues. Next, I don't trust the candidates or political parties. So which of these three applies to you the most? Would you agree with the most? The powerful forces.
The one
that
I'm not informed. Not informed with the issues.
That's one of them. Okay, I don't feel informed about the issues.
Yeah.
All right. Powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. I am not interested in politics. The system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. Next, the other one says, I don't trust the candidates or political parties. Which other two would you pick?
Pick as far as what was the question again?
Which of these three apply to you? These are a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you.
And go ahead, read them again.
Powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. Next one says, I am not interested in politics. Next one says, the system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. And then the other one says, I don't trust the candidates or political parties. And one of them you just answered.
The first one.
The first one, powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. All right.
Yes.
Which other one would you say? I'm not interested in politics. The system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, but not us. Or I don't trust the candidates.
Yeah, that one right there. The one
I don't trust the candidates.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them. How do you agree with that one?
Agree. Strongly agree.
Just agree. Strongly agree?
Yeah, agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote would make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. Okay, first one says, if there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics. Next one says, if politicians kept their promises to black communities. Third one says, if I could have open, judgment-free conversations with black people like me about important issues before voting. Fourth one says, if black communities united around a common cause. Fifth one says, if there were more trustworthy candidates who understood black issues. So which of these
the last one, the middle one, and the first one.
All right. So I'll read them to you, the ones that you're choosing. The first one is, if there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics. The middle one says, if I could have open, judgment-free conversations with black people like me about important issues before voting. And the last one says, if there were more trustworthy and candidates who understood black issues. So that one's...
Correct.
That's good. That's
correct.
Good. Okay. All right. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you are not so sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first policy says here, because we made our voices heard, we declared our power and shared... I'm sorry, I'll read it again. Before we made our voices heard, we declared our power and shaped our city's future. In her first budget, Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker has allocated $6.3 billion to key city improvements. The budget includes funding for more police officers, enhancements to the streets department, increased funding for SEPTA, S-E-P-T-A, and neighborhood cleanings. This budget outlines her goal to make Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, and greenest big city in the nation. So how, from 0 to 10, how much would that motivate you to vote?
10.
On that policy.
That would definitely.
10?
Yes.
Okay, then the next policy says, because black Pennsylvanians voted for the right elected officials, a bill in the Pennsylvania Senate is being discussed that will give $526 million in grants to schools in 2025. The money will go to schools with more students living in poverty, making sure that schools in areas with lower property values get the funds they need. Our votes are making our communities. 0 to 10.
Yep. 10. Yep.
10. Okay. Next one. Because we demanded change, we declared our power and made a difference. In March of this year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau set a new rule to reduce credit card late fees from $32 to $8. These junk fees, as they have been called, will save American consumers $10 billion annually. Our votes are keeping more money in our pockets. So how strongly would that motivate?
Definitely 10.
Seriously?
Yes.
10? Okay. All right, next one. Because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Our votes and our power are achieving the justice that we deserve. 0 to 10.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes, sir. Because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Our votes and our power are achieving the justice that we deserve.
So are you asking...
How would that motivate you to vote from 0 to 10 after hearing that?
That would make, yeah, that would definitely, yeah, 10. Motivate me to vote, yeah.
All right, we are 3/4 of the way there. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter? Between 0 to 10. From 0 to 10.
How much should it, or how much I think it is doing?
That's right, yes, sir. How much do you think your vote, how much power do you think your vote has to make changes to issues that matter to you?
I'd say about a 6.
About a 6? Okay. Next question, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to your community? From 0 to 10.
5.
5, okay. Next question. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A moderate difference.
Okay. All right. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes some things come up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay. All right, next question. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
All right. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married. Married.
Married, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
No, okay. Are you, I know you just said you're black African-American, but are you of any, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. All right. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
All right. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
All right. And how would you describe your employment status? Would you say you're employed full-time, part-time?
Oh, full-time.
Okay. All right. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I'd say about 60,000.
Okay, about 60,000. Okay. What is your present religion, if any? Protestant, Roman Catholic, Mormon,
Christian,
Eastern or Greek Orthodox, Christian. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Besides from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Once a week, more than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, or seldom?
More than once a week.
Okay. All right, that'll be all. This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, sir, as well for your patience. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Another one. Another one.